Okay, so we're here with Lamar, Kenya, Jessica, to talk a little bit about the kinds of things that we want to do as it relates to goal setting. It's the beginning or the end of the year, but it's the time that we start thinking about the new year. And I just want to kind of get into your heads a little bit to understand your thoughts around goal setting, your access points to actually get feedback and or be in a forum to set goals. So that being said, my first question is really centered around goal setting at this time of year. You know, we have a lot of New Year's resolutions, a lot of idealistic things that are shared, but very briefly, share with me what you really think is important, or why you think it's important for you to actually set goals as you go into a new year.
I think one of the most important things is the fact that you have to think about when you get in the car. Do you have a destination in mind when you get in your car? Because if you don't, you're wasting gas and eventually you'll run out because you won't go anywhere. You'll just be aimlessly driving. Yeah. So every year it's good to revisit, okay, what are my goals for this next year? And you may be expounding on some goals you set for the year previously, or it may be something completely new, but it gives you a direction to move in. You don't want to step into the new year without a direction. That's like stepping into a game without a game plan. So you want to make sure you have a direction. That's the importance of setting that goal.
Yeah, my grandfather, one of my favorite quotes, he used to tell me, you have every tool you need to be great. You just have to figure out what to do with it and how to use it. And so I'm really intentional about setting goals and deciding what it is and putting it down on paper, what it is that I want to do, because it allows me to see what tools I have and figure out how to use them to achieve those goals. And it really just gives me, you know, that plan for exactly what I want to do and how I want to do it.
So I think it's about having some kind of direction or sense of where you ultimately want to end up, or else you could be without and nowhere. All right, well, let's kind of shift gears a little bit. I mean, tell me your thoughts of, we can all sit down and plan for ourselves. We can set our own goals for ourselves. Why is it important to create forums where you actually get input on your goals?
I feel like it's important to have that is because it is so easy to write your goals and to say, oh, I'm gonna do this here. But when you don't have anybody else to have feedback with, you can fall off and you don't have that person to, hey, what about your goal that you said you wanted to do? Like, are you still doing it? You don't have a person that's constantly on you telling you, hey, you said this, you have to achieve it. That's one thing my dad is on me is, if I said something, he's going to push me to reach it because he knows how important it is to me. So I say that it's always important to have feedback because you need that. You need that person in your ear telling you, hey, you can do this, or maybe you should go another direction on this way, and just, you know, be able to reach that goal so you can say by the end of the year, hey, I did it and I feel good about myself.
Like an accountability partner.
Yeah. That's exactly what I was going to say to piggyback off of Jessica. Mm-hmm. You know, bouncing your ideas off of other people like we've done today really gives you a great system of accountability. And it gives you a support system as well. I often talk about my parents, specifically my father, who is like my biggest supporter in everything I do. Like, he's that person that's like, yep, do it. I think you would be great. I think it'll be awesome. And he's my accountability partner. He's that person that says to me, hey, what happened to you saying you wanted to do this or do that? And he's always that driving force behind making sure that my goals and the things that I want to do are all practical, but they're also, for lack of a better term, legendary, so that I'm leaving my mark on whatever I decided to do.
Do you find that in the whole goal setting space or vision board space, do you find that you, in your relative space as college students, as an educator, early career professional, do you find yourself having a lot of forums where you can actually spend time setting those goals and or getting that feedback?
I actually do, but I'm in a very unique situation. Going into my career field through Teach for America and in being a first year teacher and being where I am at Darlington Middle School, there's a lot of support and a lot of check-ins. There's a lot of, okay, where have you grown? Where did you start? There's a lot of look at data. And this is all, but this centered around me being a teacher. But at the same time, I also have that space within us talking about my ability as a teacher. Hey, these are my personal goals. Can you help me reach them? Or is there some advice you have? So I kind of have like a safety net in a way, and I moved into a very, very good positioning to have the ability to bounce things off, to have someone hold me accountable, to be able to have the time to sit. This is your goal. Like, this is where you were August. This is where you are in December. Now, where you're going to be in May, kind of thing. So it's like, I have that form. So I'm appreciative of that.
So it's in your structure, yes. Your Teach for America environment.
Yes.
Okay. All right. What do you think, Jessica?
Well, recently during Thanksgiving, I was in Florida for my family. We were visiting my family, and my cousin, she invited me to her best friend's house because they were having girls' night out. And one of the things they did was a vision board.
Okay.
And we really just sat there and we did our vision boards. We created what we wanted to do, what we hoped to do in the future. As well as we just talked about life and talked about where we are now and what we want to do to gain better in ourselves instead of our personality. As well as in just, you know, reaching, we want to talk. It's to me, it's important to just talk with somebody, because if you have nobody to talk with, you're just, you know, you're just kind of alone. So, and this is why I enjoy this here today, because I'm actually talking with people about goals that I want in life, that I believe that y'all will hold me accountable for, to be honest, that you want to see change for me in 2019, as well as in myself, as well as I want to see change. So it's just, you know, once you set a goal, just make sure, you know, as I said earlier, just have somebody to tell you you can do it.
Now, I'm going to shift gears a little bit here in my closing question. One of the things that we did today was we did the start, stop, and continue exercise. And I'm curious as to what your thoughts on what your thoughts are on such an exercise. What does it feel like to kind of go through a start, stop, and continue exercise, but sort of in a public forum where people get to hear some of the things that you need to stop doing, hear some of the things that you need to start doing, hear some of the things that you would like to continue doing.
I don't know if you guys noticed, but there was one point where Lamar was talking and I like got teary-eyed. And I'm normally not a crier, but for whatever reason in that moment, I was really emotional. And so thank you, Lamar, because you were talking about purpose. And purpose is like something that at 21, I don't know if most 21 or 22 year olds, I'm 22 now, I forgot. if most 22 year olds are really pursuing purpose, but that's like my daily pursuit. And so sometimes I can seem aimless because I'm pursuing purpose. And so in that moment when you were talking about purpose, I've recently felt this like just emptiness when it comes to ministry. And I know that a part of my purpose in life is to be a ministry and to constantly be interceding for people and to be an intercessor in the kingdom of God. And so there have been moments for me personally where I've kind of neglected that purpose. And as you were talking, I began to really like hone in on the fact that, you know, I'm in this form of people whom I don't talk to every day. But in that moment, I felt like, man, Kenya, you've really got to get back to purpose. And really looking at, you know, things that I need to start and stop and continue doing really made me evaluate what purpose looks like for me.
Gotcha. What do you think, Jessica?
I think just taking a moment just to write down all the starts and the stops and the continuing, it made me really think about, well, like, I've never really thought I do this too much and how much I actually really want to get rid of it or really want to continue with it. And I just enjoy this form here because some of the things we've said is kind of the same thing that we have all had. One thing that is the same as the other. And it's like, well, you're not alone. They have the same exact goal, you know, just be on each other. But as well as, and for me, like you said, purpose, I want to find my purpose in life. And not me being a 25-year-old, I don't feel like I'm old, but I feel like I've wasted a lot of time that I sometimes wish I could take back and just, you know, start over, but you can't. So.
But you get to reset by doing these kind of things. Last but not least, Lamar, your thoughts on the start, stop, and continue exercise.
I've become really interested in like human honesty. And doing something like that, start, stop, continue, and then having to be honest out here allows me to be honest in here.
Yeah.
Because what we do as human beings, we focus so much on what other people think of us. So if I can be completely honest in some of the things I said, which you were kind of shocked, and you were like, wait, you're just putting it all on the table. But like being that honesty allows me to say, you know what, I can be honest in here and actually start to do the work. But if I'm being very superficial about what I need to start, stop, or continue, if I'm being very, if I'm kind of like playing with the edge, like I'm going to give you a little nuts, then inside I'm saying, okay, well, I'm going to make it, maybe I'll do it, maybe I won't do it kind of thing, because I've never told anybody. But I've literally told you all the real meat of it. So now when I come back, it's going to be like, well, did you do it? And it's kind of like, ooh, wait, I told you that? So that honesty allows me to be honest in here. And I need that for my own self-accountability. Because I told somebody I'm going to do something. Now I must do it. It's not I should do it. It's a must. And that frees up so much mental space when you must do something. You just do it.
Yeah. Wow. Well, this has been interesting. I appreciate all of you taking the time to be so honest and to share. Because I do think that part of my goal is to encourage people to use their time in a meaningful way. I think we've been here a couple of hours. These last few minutes we wanted to share with the public sort of the value of doing something like this, but I think the benefit, not only for each of you, but for me personally, is to really rethink how I want to go into 2019. So wishing you all the best in your 19 endeavors. You will be hearing from each other and us, and that accountability is real because, as Lamar said, we put it on the table, and so now we move forward. So thank you for taking the time.
Thank you.
And the best in 2019.
Hey.